that's called me. It's May. These truths in God's word He has given. How beautiful has been.
How beautiful heaven must be, sweet home of the happy and free.
And all the rare jewels of spring are gold. How beautiful heaven must be.
Sing it with
me. Angels so sweetly are singing.
Ashamed of what I've done, what I've become. These hands are dirty. I dare not lift them up to the Holy One. You plead my cause, you right my wrongs, you break my chains, you overcome, you gave your life to give me mine. You say that I am free, how can it be? Thank you. I've been hiding, afraid I've let you down. Inside I doubt that you still love me, but in your eyes there's only grace now. You paid my cost, you right my wrongs, you break my chains, you overcome, you gave your life to give me mine, you say that I am free, how can it be, how can it be, though I fall you can make me new, from this death I will rise with you. Chains, you overcome, you gave your life to give me mine, you say that I am free, yes, you plead my cross, you right my wrongs, you break my chains, you overcome. Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah, 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 amen, amen. Who can wipe away the tears from broken dreams and wasted years? Tell the past to disappear, oh, let me tell you about my Jesus. And all the wrong turns that you would go and undo if you could, who can work it all for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Who would take my cross to Calvary? Pay the price for all my guilty? Who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let my Jesus change your life.
One or four? He's got two. One, Scott. I'm blessed. How about you?
Amen.
Huh? Got reasons to be. I'm not going to preach before I sing, but we got reasons to be blessed. We do. This is a song I heard a few years ago and kind of stuck with me. So I'm going to share it with you. My faith has been tried in the furnace of life. I wasn't alone. God was there all the time. He turned sleepless nights into sweet rest. I'll always be grateful. I am so blessed. God's given so much. He's more than enough. Supplies all my needs from his storehouse of love. He's brought me this far, but I must confess, the best is in store. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. How could I complain? My God has been true. Through sunshine and rain,
through sunshine
Well, he gave me life when I deserved death. I could never repay him. I am so blessed.
Do you remember when you got saved? That was the first time you ever felt like you were really blessed for living a good life down here on this earth. You can't explain it. You don't know how it happened. You just know it did. And from then on, our lives have just been blessed.
That's what he does. When I see the Lord, the one I adore, before his great throne, I'll bring my reward in a body redeemed among heaven's guests. I'll cry, holy, holy, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. How could I complain?
How could I complain?
My God has been true through sunshine and rain. He gave me life when I deserved death. I could never repay him. I am so blessed. He gave me life when I deserved death. I could never repay him. I am so blessed.
Feel blessed? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to share another one with you. When I get a chance, I like to sing too. This song I normally would say to everybody, I sang it to my brother right over here, because it's a song that kind of touched us both in the same way. I think we were down in Maryville, first time we ever heard that, wasn't we, Tom? He couldn't tell me. Listen to it. It's an old song done a little bit different. If you know Michael Combs, you probably are familiar with it. I'll get into it now. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a shield out on the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. When I go through tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by.
When I go through tribulation, stand by me.
Stand by me.
the host of hell ascends, and my strength begins to fail. Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
I'll cling to you each step I take.
Every step I take.
And I know that I'll make it just as long as you stand by me.
Stand by me.
Listen now. When I'm growing old, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When my life becomes a burden, and I knew no children, precious lily of the valley, stand by me. Precious lily of the valley, stand by me.
And I know this is a song service, but I'm going to have to say, Dad, you're a blessing to me. We're going to celebrate his 80th birthday this week. And for as long as I can remember, his passion has been Christ and leading people to the Lord. But first, his family. And I'm so blessed and so thankful that you and Mom made sure that I was in church and that I heard the word. I love you.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, all inside. Again.
and they were free.
Come to pour my praise on him.
tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I'd found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be wash his feet with my tears, and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
Scott, would you look on mine there and see number 8 and see if you've got to see if you've got the words for it? If you will, I feel like I could do it.
Tell me what it is.
It's called Midnight Cry.
That's my favorite.
We have a few of our folks missing tonight.
Speaking of that song, I don't know if you were aware or not, they just added seconds to the countdown.
Tom, I heard that.
The midnight.
Yeah.
Doomsday.
Closer in.
That's what they say in the smart thing.
Yeah, the
I
smart.
Could have told them that if they'd asked
me. Yeah. It's in the word.
90 seconds.
90 seconds closer.
To midnight.
Yeah. Did y'all hear that? Yeah, the doomsday clock. It's 90 seconds closer now.
No, it's 90 seconds to doomsday.
I said. Okay, I'm going to try this. Years ago when I got this song, or started to sing this song, I'll never forget it. Tom said, Dan, you can't handle that song.
Amen.
And he's right. He's right. He's the only trained voice that they have. What I do is my trained voice is not trained, and so I just have to reach down real low and grab it and go with it. That's the only way I know to do it, and that's the way I'll keep doing it until there's no more wind in these lungs to push out a note. That's the way I'll have to do it. But I love this song. The sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds a call at the midnight cry. We'll be going home when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children. At the midnight cry,
at the midnight cry,
when Jesus comes again. Listen now. I look around me, I see prophecies fulfilling and the signs of the times. They're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father as he says, son, go get your children. And at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise. When Jesus steps out on the cloud to call his children, the dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air. And then those that remain shall be quickly changed at the midnight cry when Jesus
comes again, and then those that remain shall be quickly changed at the midnight cry. When Jesus comes again, at the midnight cry, when Jesus comes again. That's a good thing about the music stopping. I can do it the way I want to. Because you got a good alto, and I'll do a little lead if that's okay, and we might get us a little baritone, you know, if we can get him into it. Might get a little baritone, might get us a little bass. We might get us a quartet, maybe. Maybe we'll get us a chorale. Maybe we'll just... Okay, but we're going to get some folks together to do some singing. I think it's always good. Nothing wrong with the soloist. In fact, it's easy, you know, to work as a soloist because you don't have to depend on anybody else. But it sure is good to get other people involved. Dustin, did you like that? Yeah. And so next time we meet. Now, let me give you an announcement. Wednesday night, when you come Wednesday night, you can come a little later if you'd like. We won't be meeting here at 6 o'clock Wednesday night. I'll get Stacy to get some texts out. The funeral for Paul Whaley is right down the street here at Appalachian at 7 o'clock. There'll be receiving friends from 5 to 7, but you can come at 6:30. I'd like to, for Paul and Marty's family to see us together down there worshiping. We'll just take our prayer meeting down there. I won't be teaching Zechariah, but we'll have our worship service down there with Marty and her kids. And you never know what difference it might make, because her kids are not in church, and they need to be. And it just possibly could be that if they see the church that Paul and Marty worshiped in for so long, loves the Lord and loves to do what Paul and Marty like to do, maybe we'll reach them. You know, maybe they'll be here. So please come Wednesday night, if you will, and let's go down there and show her some love. I'd like to do that. Is there anything else I need to make mention of before we leave? Can you think of anything? I thought Nick did a great job this morning. If you weren't here, you missed a good message. You did. And he's going to be doing a little bit more in February. He's going to have the last Sunday of that month. He's going to do the morning and evening service. So he's going to be doing a little bit more preaching as we go along. So and support Brother Nick. He's a young preacher. I wish I was his age again. I don't know. I used to play church softball. I played till I was 70 years old. And me and Anthony played together. And when I was 40, 45, I could outrun those 20-year-old boys out there. Slower than Christmas. Anthony said he was one of them. And I need to tell you this. That's one of my bright spots this year, right here. I love that boy. He's meant a lot to me in my life. And in case you all don't know it, he has meant a lot to me. He's been there when I needed him, but not just needed him physically. He's a very talented man in the sheetrocking business and stuff, but not that. He's like a son to me. That's what he is. And we've shared a lot of things together, and I love that boy. I do. And I have really gotten into appreciating you folks who just started coming back a few months ago or a month ago or whatever it's been. Lacey's become a favorite of mine. Her husband Dustin's is a short second there. He's right next to her. Well, the reason that is she's works out there where they check my skin and cut cancers off and stuff, and I got to stay in good with those people that burn those places. I go out there and they burn me about 8 or 9 times every time I go. Yeah, and then they'll find something that says, "Well, we're going to have to do this one. We're going to have to do this one." I say, "Is it bad?" They're all on my back and my shoulders and stuff. I look like I've been through a submachine gun battle or something back there, I bet. Okay, I'll hush. Sometimes I just got to let you know because I don't get a chance to come in and sit and drink coffee with you and, talk. So I just talk a little bit here. I love y'all. If you would, please stand and we'll be dismissed. Don't forget, Wednesday night, we'll just go down to the Appalachian Funeral Home, just a couple blocks down on Watauga Road there, okay? The Lord is good. He is. Lynn, would you dismiss us, please?